Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're into hour number two. Corey, Jared, Alice, Sean, Mike. We're going to see how far down the rabbit hole we can go. I've got the clip where Obama says that they never went after the Tea Party. When it came out in court and Congress, they did. We're going to get into a bunch of news about a battle over the North Pole between Canada and Russia. A bunch of new NSA news. Forced inoculation coming in New York. If we don't stop it. All this and more. Plus, speaking of Antarctica and the Arctic, we also have record cold temperatures in Antarctica, 135.8 below zero. That, of course, is the global warming. We told you a few years ago the sun started dimming, which it does. It goes through cycles. And we said it's going to get cold. I'm not a rocket scientist or a brain surgeon. Of course, all the scientists said that's what would happen. They weren't on the payroll of the government. They want a carbon tax, folks, period. Coldest temperature ever recorded on the planet Earth, by the way. There you go. That means we're warming, though, isn't it? Okay, let's talk to Corey in North Carolina. You're on the air, my friend.
Hey, Alex. First-time caller, but a sort of long-time listener. I've been listening since 2008. I met you at Bilderberg in 2012, and I entered the Paul Revere contest this year.
Well done, Lord Vader.
Yeah, thank you. You actually got me active when I saw your report on fluoride, and I felt like that was kind of the easiest way to take action locally. And then personally, I really experienced I guess you call it an expansion of awareness after I stopped drinking the fluoride, and it kind of helps you see how we have been mind controlled and manipulated with the just the system at large. I mean, I know that's kind of broad, but
sodium fluoride and its other fluorine derivatives are a hardcore drug. But the main ingredient in the whole serotonin reuptake inhibitor family on record. And it's an accelerant, a stimulant, a adjuvant is the proper word, a turbocharger for all the other chemicals they're adding to the food and water. And, yes, you get high getting off fluoride because you're meant to be high on life. And then you add real nascent iodine to it. Oh, let me tell you, it is I want to drink and stuff just so I'm not so high on life. But I've not been doing that, so I'm really high on life. I mean, that's why we dumb ourselves down, because being clean, being clear-headed is the ultimate high. Sorry, go ahead.
You're right, and I got like five or six bottles of nascent iodine. I would agree with that statement. But the reason I'm calling is because, you know, being high on life, you realize how far down the rabbit hole we really are. And you've had a couple callers in the last week call in about the corporate fiction that, you know, we are sort of signed into when we're born. And I know you like to talk about solutions, and I wanted to get your opinion on this as a solution, which is, you know, I don't have any kids yet, but I will at some point. You know, I think the only way we can take this country back is if we start at the family and go up. What do you think about just kind of like in the movie The Matrix, like The Matrix 2, Tank said, you know, that there was people born in Zion without the plugs in their head. They're sort of the only natural-born people anymore. What about having kids and just having them completely out of the system, out of Social Security, out of birth certificates or the corporate fiction?
I think if you're in an area where you have rural support networks and you can do that, or you can even do that in some major cities, then I think that's the way to go. But you also need to teach them about the system so they have street smarts and are aware of it, or they'll end up rebelling and running to the Matrix. So I think you should show them the Matrix, but absolutely, what we really need is people like Morpheus, and that's who all of you are, to go out there and reach out to the Neos, because all of us together are Neo when we break with the system. They want us to all be Agent Smith copies. And the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're taking your phone calls in this hour up to the half hour. We have a very special guest on dealing with the missing nuclear weapons from Dyess Air Force Base a few months ago that we broke. So that guest will be joining us to give us his intel on what's happening in the last 30 minutes. We're going to your phone calls here in just a moment. Then I'm going to get into all the news we haven't covered that we didn't get to in the first hour. There is a lot of it on the economy, on what's happening militarily between China, Japan, South Korea, forced inoculations in New York, just totally unconstitutional. We're going to be looking at all that. But first off, last night, I couldn't sleep, and I got up, got a drink of water, turned the television on, and I was flipping through news channels, and I saw Obama. I guess he'd just been on Hardball with Slime Matthews. And he was saying, hey, we have a Cincinnati office. It was just streamlining who can be tax exempt and who can't be, new ones but also old ones. And, you know, none of this was political and there was no persecution. It's made up by Republicans. Now, he had said earlier in the year, we're going to play that clip in a moment, that indeed he saw the reports and it was wrong. And then Lois Lerner, the head of that division, I think number three in the IRS, she got caught lying before Congress, but also took the fifth, but then went on and lied. The fifth just means you don't talk. Doesn't mean that under oath you don't then say, I take the fifth, covering being able to lie. And other sub-commissioners, and we have those articles we can pull up, have admitted that they were told to target conservative groups, libertarian groups, Second Amendment groups, pro-life groups. There's the headline. IRS auditor reaffirms that conservatives, not liberals, were targeted. IRS Inspector General said this week that while some liberal groups were given extra scrutiny by the tax agency, they were not subjected to the same invasive queries as Tea Party groups. Folks, they went after them, in some cases criminally, and then would deny them their tax exemption. I mean, we've seen the press being persecuted. We see Democrats now saying this is the most oppression towards the press they've ever seen. But the issue is, it's like Obama saying, you'll be able to keep your doctor and it will go down to the price of a phone bill or cable bill, and nobody's going to be kicked off their insurance. He said it hundreds of times, in print and on video and in speeches and in the State of the Union. We played all that. I'm not going to play it again. Then he came out and said, I never said that. And then he said, well, I didn't mean that. I mean, you could keep your doctor if you paid more. No, he said in the same speeches wouldn't go up in price. In fact, it would go down. So it's the same deal where he's now saying we didn't target Tea Party groups. Folks, they target a lot more than that. Every talk show host I know that's libertarian or anti-New World Order gets harassed. All the FBI, all the state police, all the Homeland Security, all the Pentagon training manuals, West Point, you name it. We cover them here every day, new ones, every week. We talk about it every day, but every week there's something new. You've seen it. I mean, I'd first published this stuff 5 years ago when our sources would send it to us, state police, FBI, federal marshals, you name it, and people wouldn't believe it. And then the news would call the FBI. They go, yeah, that's our internal manual. You're not supposed to have that. Now it's just, well, big deal. But then separately, because people are figuring out this is persecution, this is how the Nazis started out, you know, politically and using the tax police. That's what the Russians do. It's classic oppression. It's the Robin Hood stuff. What Prince John was up to, historically, that really happened. A lot of the things surrounding Robin Hood is legend, but the real character and what happened is real. The core of it's true. This is how they destroy you, is with taxes, as George Washington said. The power to tax is the power to destroy. And so he denies it. Now here he is a few months ago. Earlier this year, it's about 6 months ago, admitting it, and then here he is yesterday denying it. Let's first go to him admitting it. Here it is.
Well, let me take the IRS situation first. I first learned about it from the same news reports that I think most people learned about this. I think it was on Friday. This is pretty straightforward. If, in fact, IRS personnel engaged in the kind of practices that have been reported on and were intentionally targeting conservative groups, then that's outrageous. And there's no place for it. They have to be held fully accountable because the IRS, as an independent agency, requires absolute integrity, and people have to have confidence that they're applying it.
By the way, in the Associated Press reported, and my dad was actually approached by a senior IRS person years ago and told this, and I just couldn't believe it. And so I never even went with it. But then it came out later in the Associated Press that in Austin, it was over $90 million was sent to one address and no one got in trouble. And then it was 80-something million in Atlanta and all the rest of it at one address. And this is the Democratic Party sending money to itself. It's then fenced through to their campaigns and stuff. I mean, they really are a mafia. And again, I'm not glorifying the Republican Party. They're just as bad at certain levels. But, you know, you can't go into a Republican office like Akron and say, I want to run child sex slaves and have them go, yeah, that's a great idea. And in Texas, you can go into Democratic Party offices after offices. We played the Project Veritas videos. There's hours of them out now where you go in and they go, we're in a criminal takeover of America. We're going to have illegal aliens vote. We're going to take the guns, everything. Yeah, that's our plan. We're taking over. I mean, they are a premeditated mob of miscreants. I'm going to go to your phone calls, Jared in Canada, Alice in Wonderland, Sean in California, Mike in Detroit, and everybody. But let's go ahead and play the new clip of him with Slimebag. Let's go ahead and go to Chris Matthews in El Presidente.
You've got an office in Cincinnati, in the IRS office, that I think for bureaucratic reasons is trying to streamline what is a difficult law to interpret about whether a nonprofit is actually a political organization, deserves a tax-exempt agency, and they've got a list. And suddenly, everybody's outraged.
501c4 is tricky to begin with.
To begin with. And by the way, Chris, I'll point out that there are some so-called progressives and perceived to be liberal commentators who, during that week, just were outraged at the possibility that these folks, had been in the direction of the Democratic Party in some way discriminating against Tea Party folks. And, that is what gets news. That's what gets attention. Now, here's what I will say. There are a couple million people working for the federal government. And I remember Bob Gates, my former Secretary of Defense, wonderful public servant, had served under seven presidents. When I first came in, I asked him, so Bob, you got any advice for me? He says, Mr. President, just understand, you got a lot of people working for you. Somebody somewhere at this very moment is screwing something up. and that's true. And so I have to consistently push on every cabinet secretary, on every single agency, how can we do things better? And we can do things better. Part of what we need to do is reorganize the government, which was designed primarily in 1935 or 45. We could consolidate agencies. We've got to do a much better job.
There you go, folks. Trying to sound reasonable, trying to sound like a fireside chat with everybody. Well, he's basically saying it's made up that even happened and it was a hoax and I can't believe we believed it. It's come out in all the hearings that after that first news broke 6 months ago have gotten almost no coverage. And what he's doing there is lying to everyone and then saying someone somewhere is screwing something up. No, it's you and the foreign banks that own you. You're the one trying to screw stuff up on purpose. You're the one bringing us down to consolidate power. You're the one. Now, there's certainly people screwing things up because they're crooks or they're idiots, but this isn't little isolated things. This is organized, premeditated crime. Let's get that straight. Let's go ahead and go to Jared in Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Just want to make a couple points here about and your opinion on something here. First off, Canada website doesn't say we used EU. It says we stopped using it. Doesn't state a year, though.
Well, that's good. I'm not an expert on Canada, but I know a lot of countries are using depleted uranium now as a weapon, and it hurts the people that fire the weapon statistically almost more than the people they shoot it at, because you don't always hit your target and kill somebody. So you're always breathing it when you fire it, whether it's an Abrams or whether it's a Barrett 50 cal round. You do not want to use DU.
And secondly, Calgary's flood was a total false flag just to drill the soldiers into taking people's guns and getting people to buy water.
Well, I'll say this. They certainly used that flood to go confiscate people's guns. I don't know if they staged the flood. What do you think?
Oh, I don't think they staged it. They knew it was coming, though. It happens every year, but just not that intensely.
You know what Rahm Emanuel says about crises, right?
Yeah, the Nazi put to waste. Or something like that.
Yeah. What do you think about Rahm Emanuel's brother admitting they want to jack up your prices and bankrupt you and the death panels to kill you? That's pretty liberal, isn't it?
Very liberal, eh? More terrorist and other stuff, but yeah. And I want your opinion on something. I don't know if you're able to do this, but I'm an ex-dropout student with stupid student loans on my back. And they diagnosed me with schizophrenia because I went... I was nuts after I went through a year of school, that much stress, and I'm on pills now, Abilify. I'm not too sure if I'm really supposed to be taking them too much.
Well, look, everybody's a little crazy nowadays. There'd be something wrong with you. I mean, you know, if you're not crazy, you're nuts. And you got to watch the people that don't think they're crazy. But it all just varies. And the higher intelligence you are, the statistically, the more apt you are to have problems. Just be glad you're not a moron. Think about it yourself. Talk to an alternative health practitioner. Alex Jones here. And I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
The challenge, creating delicious GMO-free foods with a 25-year shelf life. The solution, Numana Foods, a pioneer in healthy, storable foods. Our meals are GMO and gluten-free, contain no MSG aspartame or high-fructose corn syrup, and we never use chemicals or preservatives. Just good, healthy food at great prices. Call us today at 888-597-0775 or visit GMOfreefoodstorage.com. That's GMOfreefoodstorage.com.
Whether it's natural disasters, civil unrest, or preparing for your next adventure, SurvivalMetrics.com has the top-name brands and hard-to-find items that will help you survive. Specializing in tactical survival and preparedness kits, our kits are carried by thousands of military professionals and are now 15% off. We carry medical kits, escape and evade kits, vehicle survival kits, and much more. Call us at 877-968-2012 today. Adapt. Overcome. Survive at SurvivalMetrics.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
One of the coldest temperatures ever recorded. They're arguing that it may be the coldest surface temperature ever recorded. 135.8 below zero in Antarctica. That's the southern pole, ladies and gentlemen. Due to the sun not putting out a lot of heat in a cooling period, That doesn't stop CBS News from running with Santa warns in Greenpeace video that Christmas will be canceled due to global warming. That's why the U.S. is having record cold temperatures as well. We're going to be breaking that down after we take some more of your phone calls. Reagan advisor says market valuation has lost every anchor to real world. That's coming up. More on the NSA, Obama lavishing himself with the Cuban dictator, Raul Castro. CNN, Anderson Cooper hits new ratings low. Piers Morgan almost joins him. Both men are literally in the toilet. At CNN, they don't even clean the walls. The new art form is Jackson Pollock explosive diarrhea. I'm not kidding. Anyways, I told everybody that last January when I was there. And I was like, I thought they'd put me in a bathroom on purpose. It was all filthy. I'm not even a neat freak, but it was disgusting. So I walked over to the other one that they had the Kennedys in, and it was like someone had been finger painting and diarrhea. I mean, I'm not a scatological guy like Karl Rove, folks. I just, when the shoe fits, wear it. That's what's going on. I mean, the place is literally sinking into the ground. Obviously, no one ever cleans it. I mean, it's like a worst gas station bathroom I've ever been in. I knew right then, holes in the carpet, demoralized people. CNN's done. It's over. And it's like the rest of the sinking New World Order trash. Let's go to your phone calls. Alice calling from Wonderland. It is a winter wonderland because of the global warming. Arkansas hit by a lot of snow and stuff. She wants to talk about a huge explosion at a plant. Go ahead. Tell us about that, Alice.
Yes, Alex, thank you so very much for taking this call. Remembering Fukushima and how the official story told to the victims of Fukushima not to be worried that everything was fine, and then we find out later they were lied to and dying of radiation poisoning. We had a report in the morning, 7:45 a.m., about a ground-shaking explosion that happened at the nuclear plant in Russellville, Arkansas. And it said that fire broke out, that one person was killed, several people were taken to the hospital, and they had to shut down completely Unit 2. The story that was given in the morning by witnesses who called in, who said that they were neighbors to the plant, actually felt the ground shaking and saw pillaring smoke pouring out of the plant, gave a completely different testimony in the morning that was removed from the internet, and then the official story put in, which was completely different. I'm wondering if your listeners could help you by calling in and help us get to the bottom of what really happened, because I don't trust the official statement.
Well, that's true. With all sorts of industrial stuff now, they use Homeland Security rules to cover it up. So if you build a doghouse in your backyard in areas of Colorado or wherever, they'll use Google satellite stuff to come arrest you because of environmental things. But you know, if you want your nuclear reactor, your chemical plant, or whatever the case is, if you're an establishment group under InfraGuard, you can get away with bloody murder. So great points, Alice. We will look into that, and listeners can send us any tips at showtips@infowars.com. Thank you, Alice. Let's talk to Sean. No, Mike's up first in the former city of Detroit, now being bulldozed by the federal government, lovingly, of course, though. The rewilding under Agenda 21, Cloward and Piven extravaganza. Mike in Detroit, Detroit Rock City. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
I've been pretty much following the New World Order for about 20 years. I love everything you do. I'm not going to kiss your ass, but I just want to, if you could give me a couple minutes on the floor, I got something to tell America, and I got two solutions. I got many solutions. In fact, I'm a first-time caller.
Well, just get into it, brother. We're not screening your call right now. Go ahead.
Okay, here I go. All right, America, out there, listen. I want you to realize movie stars, football stars, baseball stars, celebrities, anybody of any power or money, I want you to realize something. When stuff hits the fan, there's going to be no football games. There's going to be no movies being watched. You're going to be from famous to zero in no time. So just realize that. Number two, I got these solutions, Alex. First of all, these people out here need to wake up. Understand that John Kerry out there, he is so freaking evil. He's giving us in a deal with Iran. Do your research. Another thing. Here's a solution. Ted Nugent. Okay, he's a deputy there in Texas, am I right?
Yeah, we're going to have to go to break. I'm going to come back and finish up with you, and we're going to come back in with Detroit, Broke City. Waging war. Stay with us, folks.
on the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
We got to get up, get a U-Haul. It's time to leave. Get down, can't afford electricity. Nobody's got a dime in Detroit, broke city. We got to get up, get a U-Haul. It's time to leave. Get down, can't afford electricity. Nobody's got a dime in Detroit, broke city.
Ladies and gentlemen, the globalist plan to totally deindustrialize this entire nation. That's why we need to buy American as much as we can. That doesn't mean any of us are perfect, and sometimes you won't be able to find something made in America. But by all of us shopping local, all of us going to farmers markets, all of us trying to buy organic, all of us trying to buy locally produced clothing, we will rebuild America if we trade amongst ourselves. It is the big box stores and the big centralized system that has absolutely wrecked civilization and society. And I'm going to go back to, well, the caller in Detroit just hung up so he could finish his solution idea. But I know one of my solutions. Support real media that promotes the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And support real media that funds itself with American-made products. Now, a lot of our T-shirts have been made in America. But people don't like paying $5 more because it costs $6, $7, $8, $9, $10, $11 because of taxes and regulations. Some of these shirts we're coming out with cost $12 a piece to be made in America. And then we sell them for, you know, $22 to fund our media operations. So, to make it all clear, we've launched 1776, madein1776.com. Coming next year, we're going to have a giant line of Made in America coats, athletic wear, T-shirts with the Molon Labe, the Come and Take It, the whole nine yards coming by February next year, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to have a huge line of only made in America. That means the bronze is from America. It means it's cast in America. It means the cotton's from America, and it's manufactured in America. If you're watching on TV right now as a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer or at Infowars.com/show, you can see, though, a limited run of collectible, exclusive, first-run test of Made in 1776. That's the Infowars Made in America brand, 100% Made in America. And, folks, look at this black golf shirt of the highest quality. That baby, even though we bought 500 of them, cost me $13. Okay, you have to understand, I could buy the same shirt for $3 from China, $2.50 from Vietnam right now. But again, they don't have the regulations and control on them. There's a reason. They've set it up to be impossible to operate in this country. Well, we just beat them by buying Made in America. It'll shift the free market and bring in more competition, and we'll actually lower the price. Just like 20 years ago, 15 years ago, organic was 2-3 times what inorganic food was. Now it's coming near parity because people just won't buy the garbage anymore. And sure, there's counterfeit organic and problems like that and counterfeit non-GMO. But the point is we're moving in the right direction with our vote of dollars, our vote of choices. So you fund the info war. And plus, I'm having fun doing this. I'm designed most of this. My great graphics people, Molly Rogers and Carter and everybody, have helped put it into function and added some of their design. But these belt buckles, there's 500 of each. They're both bronze. One is gold bronze. The other is nickeled bronze. And you can get those 500 of each with George Washington, with George Washington's signature. And it says 1776. The answer to 1984 is 1776. We've got bronze money clips. We've got 1776 pins. And we've got 5 new T-shirts, one ball cap, and made in America sewn American flags. And we are selling it to you very close to cost because I'm so sick of Chinese slave-made American flags everywhere. This is a real American flag you can fly from your house outside that'll last a long time. Big, heavy, old-fashioned American flags made in America. Think of that. It's all available at madein1776.com. When you type in madein1776.com, it leads you to InfoWarsStore.com. But in the future, we are going to have our own big site, and we're going to come out with a whole line of Come and Take It, Molon Labe, whole nine yards, Second Amendment stuff. But the first rollout, limited edition, and we won't see these designs again. They're stamped, by the way, on the back of them. Let me show folks. On the back of the belt buckle, it is stamped 1 through 500 of the nickel, and then you've got the bronze. So it's stamped 1 through 500 on each. Normally, a belt buckle like this would be $100. It's $49.95. All available at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get right to it, or madein1776.com. With George Washington's signature, George Washington looking forward up on his hat. He's got the Don't Tread on Me snake. This is an original design that Carter and I put together. And on the back, that is 1 of 500 right there, ladies and gentlemen, with the Made in 1776 stamped on the back. So similar belt buckles like this go for $100, especially if they're ones or whatever. And this is how I fund myself. I don't have David Rockefeller or you know, taxpayer money like MSNBC. Oh, they get money too, not just NPR. We are funded by folks like you. So you can also call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And I'm not going to get the number one belt buckle. I've got, I think it's number 5 for myself, and it looks awesome. with a black belt or in a black shirt and Levi's blue jeans and diamond gusset and black cowboy boots. I mean, you're talking, and people are into belt buckles. They're like, what is that? Because you've never seen anything like this. Evil entrepreneurial artwork. See, we're taking the culture back, ladies and gentlemen. The globalists have taken over our culture, bombarded everyone with garbage, made their tyranny sexy. But I'm seeing pro-Second Amendment come and take it stuff everywhere, all over the country. And we've been putting that out for years as well. So we're coming up with a whole line of that. We've got kind of that UFC-style shirt as well with a really great design. So instead of it all being a bunch of devil stuff, now it's patriot stuff. It's amazing. And when this round is sold out, folks, that's it. It's all collectible. It's all one run. Each time it's going to be a new rollout. Each time, ladies and gentlemen. So this is designer collectibles at a regular price, made in America. Win, 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 win. Similar shirts would be $100. $24.95 for the one that cost me $13 for the shirt. Okay, so there's an example of quality products that we're bringing you, ladies and gentlemen, at madein1776.com. All right, enough from me. I got a bunch of video clips I want to get to, but I want to continue with your phone calls, as promised, and then I'm going to get into just a whole bunch of stuff here that we need to cover. First, this Reagan advisor saying the market valuation has lost every anchor to the real world. That's exactly what Max Keiser and others have been saying. He's going to be joining us, but then how is Bitcoin the answer to another imaginary thing? You know, Max Keiser is coming on Friday, and I'm not against Bitcoin. I just got a bad feeling from the beginning. And I used to not follow my gut, now I always follow it. I'm just telling you, you know, I don't know why my gut says that. I have a lot of reasons, but I don't know the reason, but my, you know, which one of the reasons is right. But he says, you know, everything will be Farmville, Gulag, Casino Gulag. Well, I mean, how could Bitcoin not be a Casino Gulag where you go mine it? And then a perpetual hype machine builds something up. We could have a perpetual hype machine for life extension, or a perpetual hype machine for star bases, or a perpetual hype machine for liberty. And I guess a true cryptocurrency, I like it. I want it to be real. I just don't like that we don't know the provenance. And the globalists have been a little too friendly towards it. I feel a disturbance in the force. The last time I felt it was in the presence of my old master. All right, the cheesy gauge just broke the needle. Let's go to Sean in California. Sean, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you very much. First-time caller. I've been listening for about a year, and I really appreciate what you're doing. I wanted to do two information thing and two questions and do it real quick. I know you're busy. The information stuff is the TSA at the International Airport in San Francisco. I'm in the Bay Area up here. They have selective people to go through. Now, my brother, we take him to the airport, and he's white. We're Irish, so we're whiter than white, and they pick him out to search him and to do everything, and they let a family go through that was, I don't know the proper way to say it, you know, that they look Eastern and
Muslim.
Possibly. But
let's just be clear. Think about it. They say we don't profile, which I don't think they should, you know, whole groups of people, but they can profile backgrounds and types of folks that are known to have a proclivity. But understand something here, since you raised this, and this is the key. Well, make your point, and then I'll make my point. Go ahead.
I'm just saying that they said the people that they don't know about already, that when they get a ticket, they already run your name. So the people that they don't know about is the ones that they're going to check when they come through. So if you're in the computer and you're like, let's say, you know, you're in the government and you love the government because you sign up for this and that and they know everything you do, then they're going to turn around and, oh, hello, Mr. Peterson, as you go through. And they could take the liquids on. They could take their lighters. They do not get searched all the way up into the plane. As to where they take a selective view out of that line and just go ahead and say, hey, this is the way it's going to be. And they're all American, I noticed there.
That yeah, let me break this down for you, and God bless you. You should shoot video of this next time and then put it out for folks. Before I give you my analysis of this, would you like to add anything else?
Just that the other information thing is that they it's a cult, like you say, record cult. Got a person down the street here. They got a ticket, a warning ticket last night because he's burning wood in his fireplace, and they said it's polluting the air because it's a clean air day, and that you go to jail. They gave him a warning ticket of $1,400.
Was that in the news, or were you told about that?
No, this is a guy, I go down to the park, and I hang out with the park with all the
all
guys.
All right, well, listen, as a citizen reporter, you should go talk to him, shoot video of him talking about it, show the warning ticket, that's national news. They want to stealth implement this. Europe already started this about 15 years ago. Then they banned space heaters, then they banned single-family homes. This is total, absolute mega-tyranny. God bless you, I appreciate your call. I need to do an entire video on what he called in about with the TSA. My dad and mother flew to Europe, where they've been probably, I don't know, 20 times in my lifetime at least. I mean, they go every couple years. So I think they've been more than 20 times. The point is that they went. My dad said it was incredible. Flying out of Austin, flying out of the U.S., because they flew, I think, Austin, New York, and then and Austin to Atlanta, and then to then to Europe, that's right. And then flying back, just they knew who he was. Hello, Dr. Jones. And my mom, his wife, right through. And we always told you this. They're going to grope you. They're going to body scan you. They're going to enslave you. They're going to treat you all horrible. And then right when the whole NSA debate begins, they're going to roll it out and say, we data mined you. You are trusted. They said this 12 years ago. 11 and a half years ago, when I watched a two-hour C-SPAN meeting with the new head of Homeland Security at the time, Governor Tom Ridge. And when I watched that, I watched it for 2 hours. They said, you're going to have to get TSA approval for a job anywhere. Everything's going to be in a data system. It'll be through the threat fusion centers. Then we're going to have checkpoints on the highways for security. And at all major events, and then finally shopping malls, grocery stores, and even random checkpoints in neighborhoods under Transportation Safety Administration regulations. So you have to follow approved regulations that nullify the Bill of Rights, the Fourth Amendment, the whole deal. So I've told people, no exaggeration, probably 300, 400 times, that they would then put in, because they said this at the time, the smart tunnels that lock you in them when you go into them. And at first they said, there's been like USA Today articles on this a few years ago, actually, so it's now being rolled out. They tell you beforehand, but they spin it like it's a good idea. You'll have three types of travelers. And I'm going from memory. They give specific names, but they say basically the low-risk traveler who almost always just gets to walk right through and is thumbprinted, face scanned, and added to the database and checked. You'll just walk through when they're done. But then it closes behind you to scan you, opens back up. Scans, face scans, body scans, you go out. At first, though, to roll it out, they're going to scan nobody. It'll just be a little kiosk. Oh, you can go right through. Or they're going to direct you into a tunnel to be face scanned, added to your name, confirmed who you are for next time you can fly easy. So they have the low risk, medium risk, and then high risk. And then you actually go into these areas. It locks. And then they have a side door, which they literally disappear you out of for interrogation. So they're basically like the showers in Nazi Germany where you show up and you're going to be deloused and you know what really happens. And so that's what it is total prisoner high-tech induction, and they're putting in the tunnel systems now. First with the exit systems where it scans you, your ticket, who you are, you go out, it closes again, it confirms, lets you go. They're going to have those where your family member, and I already saw this in London when I flew out, they actually had this. For VIPs. So I was supposedly a VIP because I had a better ticket, and the reporter that flew with me was in coach, so she had to go through all the stuff. And in London, they were, hello, Mr. Jones, right through the system, but it's like a hotel counter. But now it's going to be basically everybody, but they'll decide to shut off who they want. And this is how they sell you on the data mining and the slavery. But in the future, they can selectively, oh, we need you to go over here for secondary, even though you've, quote, been screened and they know you're not a terrorist. See how they use, first they put the pressure on, make you hate it, then bring in this new system, but the TSA's still there. Then everybody says, oh, well, I like flying again now. But then they'll bring back in the control. You will watch this unfold. You understand? I know how they work. Plus, I don't have to know how they work. They admit all this, okay? This is a diabolical, premeditated plan. Let's go to Eric in New Jersey. Thanks for holding.
Hey, man. I was just thinking, I spoke to you years ago about this, and I know you've covered it, but the Hart-Rudman Commission, I printed that out probably about 7 years ago, which now I don't even know if you can find it in any full form online.
Yeah, that's the Council on Foreign Relations Commission that set up the entire police state.
Right, which was essentially the more broad, I guess, globalist version of the PNEC. And
he said, we're going to use this disaster to bring in a new world order. And they bragged that their report, published a year before 9/11, laid out giant terror attacks are coming. And when they come, we're going to radically transform your world. And it was the Hart Commission that I saw on Hardball in July where they said big buildings are coming down. Army's going to be on the streets. Life is going to change. And Matthews, being a big insider, said, thank you for sharing this with me. And they were celebrating on Hardball. Somebody can find that from early July. And then all the pieces fell together because they love to brag publicly. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it just seems to me, I mean, you know, I got a bug about it, and I thought I would go and start looking through it again. And, you know, it's blatant. When you look at it, I mean, you can use this and show that there was foreknowledge of all of this just by showing.
Oh, hey, no, we have. So I'm going to come back to you, but you're absolutely right. This shows. See, that's how dumb they think you are. The White House science are. The book's right there. I'll show it to viewers. Wrote a 1,000-page book about putting fluoride in the water to sterilize you. And they'd already been doing it for 20 years when he wrote this. I mean, that's the thing, is they've all written how they did it. Very thinly veiled. In fact, this book's not even thinly veiled. Stay there.
This holiday season, get the ultimate gift at the ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife, finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand faster than you can pull a handgun, for utility, for defense, and way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you'll ever own, and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. 25th, get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with SimpliSafe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust SimpliSafe to protect your family. SimpliSafe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your SimpliSafe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All our times have come. Fear, but now they're gone.
The seasons don't fear the reaper.
seasons don't feel the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain.
We will be like they are one day. So many people fear being made fun of by trendies that have been programmed by television. Who cares what they think about you? You're only alive once in this beautiful planet, in this body that God's given us. Who knows what God has in store with us after that? And why not make the best of it, ladies and gentlemen? Wow, so much to cover here. I've already covered a lot of news today, and I'm taking your calls. And each call brings up another issue of the tyranny they're putting us under. But after I take some more calls, I must get to this in the next hour ahead of our guest. Reagan Advisor says market valuation has lost every anchor to the real world. I've got this fake Santa. That's kind of an oxymoron. They're all fake. From Greenpeace coming out and saying there'll be no more Christmas 2013 because of global warming under record temperature drops. We're going to play that and then play my own Santa Claus joke I shot Saturday concerning Obamacare. And then we're going to get to the latest NSA news. But let me cover this right now briefly. Italian riot police remove helmets, join anti-EU protesters. I think I'm going to shoot a special report for the nightly news about this because this is what's going to bring down the tyrants. In Ceausescu's Romania under communist dictatorship, when the police finally didn't go along with the tyrant, that's when he fell in just about 12 hours. Same thing in East Germany when the police and military wouldn't shoot at the citizens tired of the tyranny. When the riot police just took their helmets off and joined them. That's starting to happen in Spain, Portugal, Greece. More and more, the riot police are just taking their helmets off and joining the people because the government is illegitimate. And you don't normally want that to happen because any crowd could show up and, you know, communist whatever and take over. But when the government's totally manifestly evil and robbing everybody, that sends a message to the establishment they better knock it off. So we are starting to get to that point in this country with the lawlessness. Separately, here is a report that's just a prelude to the nightly news tonight with Jakari Jackson and Leanne McAdoo who are hosting tonight. Jakari's doing a report on the fact that they're spying on video game players who are playing the collective interactive games where millions of people can play simultaneously, things like World of Warcraft. They're spying on it for terrorists. Turned out there were no terrorists. They're actually recruiting people in there, folks. That's what they're doing in these giant threat fusion centers. Here's Jakari Jackson's report.
The mainstream media has finally gotten around to admitting that your video game can spy on you.
Were people aware that the NSA was monitoring World of Warcraft, and have people playing the game seen any effect of that monitoring?
The worst sides. Travel had always been very easy in Azeroth, right. But now it seems every time I'm trying to board a flying mount, I'm pulled out of the line and searched randomly.
With a joke and a laugh, they tell you what we've already known for years. Whether it be the Xbox Kinect system, which is owned by Microsoft, which is a part of the prison scandal, as well as the next generation of drone pilots being recruited for their online play. Tune in to the InfoWars Nightly News tonight to find out the truth of the scandal and about how it isn't so funny. Jakari Jackson for InfoWars.com.
And again, I'll have a longer report on the Nightly News tonight breaking this down, but he showed for radio listeners articles we wrote years ago breaking all this down. Xbox was designed, the modern system, the Kinect and the previous system, to spy on you. It can see you through your walls with radio waves. It basically shoots out that mounts back to a sensor. It can see your huevos, rancheros. It can see your honey melons. It can see everything. But more importantly, Sauron is looking through the one-eyed system of the Kinect. Stay with us, third hour coming up.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase. increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.